Good afternoon. Today is Monday, February the 27th, 58th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, wearing his...
My green sweater.
He's refusing to say that it's Humboldt County moss.
Came from Connecticut.
Okay, good. It's an import then.
It's an Orvis. Anyway.
Randy Gans from Security National. How you doing, guy?
Good.
Short straw?
Short straw?
Yeah.
Today I was in the office. Rob's in Baton Rouge, and so I got the nod today. So.
And this promises to be a really lengthy program.
Yeah.
This afternoon, I'd like to spend a little time talking about parallel developments. We've got the Marina project. We can get a little update on that. And we've also got Walmart. Two large projects, I think by anybody's definition, treated a little bit differently, perhaps, responded to differently by the community, perhaps. But there's a lot of parallels between the two. So we'll just kind of do... Case exam, a white paper. Ooh. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know. Ooh. Yeah, white paper in Humboldt County. We'll All talk right. about it when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and information time. It's 4:16. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Gans. But before we do, our quote from a source anonymous to us. Well, I don't know.
We'll give Rob credit. Right now, I mean, my reading extent is going into...
You want me to try it?
No, I got it. Okay. Yeah, I've just been doing a lot of reading with my children.
Dr. Seuss, then. It should rhyme.
Yeah, this is a little different.
Okay.
Growing older is like climbing a mountain. The higher you get, the more strength you need, but the further you see. Ingmar Bergman.
So that's a reference to a certain somebody's aging? Is that what I'm hearing
there? Yeah,
that's kind of what my sense was, yeah.
The more you understand, and it's a lot of work.
But nonetheless, the older you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're all getting higher up the mountain.
A little creaky. Yeah. Randy, just as a general discussion starting point, what is the status right now of the Marina project? And I suppose if you could, in about 30 seconds, and I know that'd be... a significant challenge for you. In 30 seconds or less, if somebody is new into the community over the last 3 years and doesn't know what we're talking about, what's the Marina Project, where is it, and then what's the status of it?
Okay, well, we are in the throes of pages and pages of documentation with the Coastal Commission. We are doing this... in a partnership with the City of Eureka planning staff, because the reply is revolving around the ballot measure that was passed by the voters that said they wanted the Marina Center project on the Balloon Track property, as we had proposed it, a mixed-use project. So for those that are new to the area, it's the right at the elbow of 4th and 5th Streets and Broadway. This 40-acre property back there that's an assemblage of vacant lots, dilapidated buildings. It's been an eyesore for a long time. We've been going through this process to get that property developed for over, it's about 7 years.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Seven?
I mean, it's really...
Blink? Again, yeah. Another age reference to those who are older than us.
Yeah.
Okay, proceed, sir.
Anyway, 7 years. Finally, rather than, we had worked our way through, a 1,500-page EIR and, 900-page response to public comments. But in order, to seek the validation that we needed, from the area, we had a supportive city council, That even got more so after the last election. But we needed some source of validation from the community that they wanted the project, and that's why we went to the vote. And which, I mean, we got a unanimous, resounding, you know, approval at 70%.
So is it tracking now? Rob had shared a couple shows back that it's starting to get momentum now, that it's on pace. It's on the schedule docket.
The amount of paperwork that you have to go through to deal with that property is just, it's unbelievable. But we have reached a settlement with the State Lands Commission, and a price to essentially acquire the clouded title interest from the state of California from some old, you know, finger waterways that had gone through the property. We basically went through an appraisal process, a surveying process, you know, where they looked at the old historical tide maps and they figured that there was this much acreage there that the state owned before it was filled in for the rail yard in the early 1900s, or actually late 1800s, early 1900s. And essentially, you know, even though you have title of that property, you purchased it today, it was filled long ago, you get the right to buy your property back from the state to remove that title interest that the state claims that they had for those old waterways that are, you know, historically and now gone. So, I mean, going through that was, you know, a 6.5-year process. And I got to give a lot of credit to Mike Casey. I mean, he has really, you know, helped out. He worked on Sac Yard in Sacramento. He got through some of those issues. So, I mean, without him, I mean, we would be, you know.
Up a creek?
Okay. No, we wouldn't be able to buy our creek back.
Yeah.
So
at this point, just a quick where we are now.
So getting through that was huge. And, you know, I mean, the Coastal Commission issue, we have, you know, been in contact with them over the last 3 years. We're starting to get an understanding of what their staff wants. You know, we've submitted a letter that revolved around, one, the cleanup process, and two, the ballot initiative. You know, explain to the Coastal Commission, you know, what the project is. They, retorted with a bunch of questions, which has taken, you know, a long time to get into that depth of detail that they've requested. Plus, we're working with city staff. You know, you got to remember, you know, I mean, yeah, I work in the private sector, but they also work, you know, with a lot of private interests like me. So it's taken, longer. They've had to work through it. You know, the old community development director retired. So they've got new staff coming on, which, you know, it took them a little bit of time to get up to speed. So we're getting there. And it's slow, it's painful, but we're getting there.
But there's progress.
Yes.
KINS, News and Information Times, 423. When we come back, we'll talk about our parallel arguments or discussions or examples or exhibits when we come back.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 426. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Yans. Randy's the VP of Real Estate. Of Real Estate. Let's take Walmart and run parallels with the Marina Project.
The Walmart and the Gottschalk space.
Yeah. So we've got Walmart inside of Bayshore Mall.
Yeah.
For most of our purposes. And we've got Home Depot inside of the Marina
A new project. Yeah, the Marina
That
Center
doesn't
project.
Exist yet.
Right.
Okay. So you guys you'd shared 6.5 years of preliminary work to get the construction element of the project.
Yes.
Not an occupant, just starting to be able to start to build versus an existing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a normal comparison, and why existing
they're two different
structures are so attractive for new?
Yeah, they're two different animals. I mean, and that's primarily what we do is we work rather than new development, we work on existing buildings, you know, that either have large tenancies or whatever, and we acquire them at a price where, you know, we can make them reperform and offer the tenants, you know, a little bit lower deal. The deal in Eureka was bought by my old employer, Francis Carrington, and he purchased that asset out of bankruptcy at a reduced price. And, you know, this is all on secondhand information, but, you know, you could see what he's done. I mean, where I've worked for him, I've seen his modus operandi. I mean, he just but it was a large space, and there are no large spaces in the Eureka area.
But the existing shell
is already built and pre-permitted. They didn't have to go through coastal development permits, long as they stayed within that footprint, or I think they get a 10% increase to that footprint, and then you're exempt from the, you know, the process that we've gone through,
the public hearings and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's more of a building permit process. You know, there's certain elements of that permit that city staff has to do. I mean, they got to make sure that the traffic is consistent with, you know, what the old use was. You know, just there's all kinds of little things, but it's a whole different process. It's much more structured.
When you're going through that, Randy, I mean, you mentioned the, I just kind of find it a little giggle, the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, traffic of what Bayshore Mall was 20 years ago is significantly more than what it is today. Do they have to go through a full-blown report? Is it more of a checkoff? Is it a paragraph?
You know, I mean, it's I can't speak with personal knowledge of what they did on Bayshore.
Because
I wasn't there, but I mean, I've done it. Most of the stuff, you know, it's a commercial retail use in a commercial property. They've, you know, in the original process, they've done most of those studies. There may be minor things that the city staff will ask. Just because, like you said, a lot has changed in 20 years. But still, they're staying within that same footprint. They're not doing anything different than was intended for that building, other than they're, you know, putting in a different brand in Walmart. Balloon Track, totally different animal. I mean, Walmart went through this process before.
Yeah, the Balloon Track is different because there's not an existing
history of traffic?
Well,
no, you're going through a rezone process where you're – you don't have a entitled and zoned an existing building that has already gone through the traffic stuff. And they went through this process, I think, and when did they build that mall? 85, 80?
Yeah, it's 21, 22 years old.
I think it's older than that. But
well, they had their 20th a couple years ago.
Yeah, so. Okay. Yeah, so, okay. All right.
Mid-80s.
But, you know, I mean,
mid-80s.
Yeah. So that process was, you know, it's been done. It's probably not nearly as complicated as California has made development in the last over, you know, 20 years of new rules and legislation and the Coastal Commission perfecting some of their
nuances.
Yeah. But we're asking for a rezone of a property that was, you know, an industrial property that was zoned public, you know, in the mid-90s. But it's really – they're not – comparable. I mean, you got an existing building, you got a new project. You know, when Walmart went, if I wanted to compare how Walmart went through this versus the Marina Center, Walmart went almost immediately to a ballot measure. The project was pretty much solely revolving around Walmart.
Now, this is on a previous attempt.
Yeah,
to develop
their previous
the property.
Attempt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Walmart really never got a great story out there to the community. They've come, I guess they've come a ways, you know, as far as the way they treat their employees and such. You know, but that project was, you know, resoundingly beaten. Marina Center project was different. I mean, we went through, you know, all the permitting processes, the public comments, the EIR reports, and it's a mixed-use project. It's not just one big building.
KINS, News and Information Times, 4:31.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lampus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 4:35. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Randy Gans from SN, etc. Security National. Okay. Randy, as you look at the sense, or you look at and you sense the public interaction, your project still is pretty much public.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of stuff still to happen down the road. The development of an existing property, there really isn't any public involvement, is there? Whether it's a Walmart or anybody else, USA, going into that location, as long as they stay inside the walls, does it really matter who's inside the walls?
If it's consistent with the use and the zoning for that particular property, I mean, you can't put a pig farm in the middle of town. I mean, so you've got Walmart in here going into an existing structure, a retail use. There's no, you know, city ordinances or anything of that nature, you know, on the Bayshore Mall, you know, stating that, you know, there's not going to be any big box ordinance. I don't think Eureka, you know, that was shot down years ago about having a big box ordinance. So, I mean, you have a much more defined process, you know, the public comment period and the ability, you know, for, you know, various groups to stop a project because they don't like it. There's not as many technicalities for them to require that user or developer to go through.
So why do new instead of doing existing?
we do a lot of existing. I mean, you saw Target do down here at Montgomery Wards. You know, that was a site that was essentially pre-permitted. They did make some major changes to the, you know, they tore the existing building down. The Coastal Commission required them to do several mitigation measures and such. But, again, it wasn't a raw piece of land. Much more complicated to do raw land.
Just because concerns about the water and the drainage and the...
No, it's mainly about, you know, you've got... You know, the biological issues out there. We were that property was already zoned retail, commercial. We're asking for a rezone, you know, from a public use, which was intended essentially by the city council to, you know, give the city of Eureka, you know, a chance to opine on what should be built there. Well, we did, you know, that we went through it. We proposed a project. The city of Eureka can't tell a developer what to build. You know, the developer's got to propose something, and then it's up to the city of Eureka to decide, yeah, if we like that or not.
So they go thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah. You know, we went through that process. We got thumbs up all the way from the city council. And then just to basically add that other layer, you know, we went to the ballot and got the approval from the public. So, I mean...
So what
there's no denying that, you know, okay, this is a good project. City of Eureka wants it. The elected officials want it. You know, that political issue now is kind of put to rest.
So what if it had been exchanged and it was out on the North Spit instead of on the balloon track, and some of the developments that are on the north spit were on the balloon track? Would it have made a significant difference, the type of development, or is it that there is a development and that's the distinction that
if it was an existing building, you know, those are industrial properties over there. So you'd have to go through a similar process to get it rezoned for commercial, retail, office, and even some residential out there on the balloon track.
You've referenced the fact that existing buildings versus new construction. What if we use the Redway development and compare that to the balloon track? No coastal commission in the county instead of the city. Not nearly the amount of historical use on the property, so some of the contamination and stuff. Yeah. And very limited water underneath it.
Sure.
Creeks and how would those two sites compare for?
Well, you're out of the coastal
new
zone.
New development. You're significantly outside.
Yeah, the rules within the coastal zone are much more complex. You know, I mean, their definitions are you know, designed to stymie and stop development. You know, I mean, there's a wetland, and then there's a coastal commission wetland. 90% of the wetlands out there on the balloon track are mud puddles. Don't meet the Army Corps' definition of a wetland. But the Coastal Commission has expanded their definition of a wetland to encompass all these minor depressions, tire ruts. You know, I mean, yeah, there are a few areas where there's some man-made, channels that do qualify for Army Corps, you know, definitions of wetlands. But so Coastal Commission there, and then Coastal Commission, you know, has their very stringent policies on how you deal with those wetlands, which we're working our way through right now.
So it's kind of like the old days, age reference again, sorry, the old days of sustainable harvest. What's sustainable to one definition may not be sustainable to the next. You know, I remember getting into an interesting discussion with Tim McKay. You take a grid, it's got 100 squares on it. You cut one every year for 100 years and you rotate through. Sustainable, right? Or is it the definition of how much tree there is? So as they grow up quicker than 1/100th of the biomass, you can cut whatever 1% is, and that might represent 10% of the total land mass. Can't agree on it. What is sustainable? This is back in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
So it sounds like similar things are going on a little bit that,
well, I mean,
an apple isn't necessarily an apple.
Yeah. Like I said, there's many more layers into the Coastal Commission's definition and policies regarding land use than there are, as you would say, in Redway or even across Broadway. That's the, you know, actually even on the balloon track, we have property that, is zoned commercial service. I mean, it's completely consistent, but the east side of Broadway is out of the coastal zone. The west side of Broadway is. So you literally have 50 feet, you know what I mean? The new Lost Coast Brewery site, I mean, if that were on the other side of the freeway.
No chance.
It'd be very difficult. It's not no chance. I mean, you've got to work with the commission and try to make it as appealing and beneficial for their policies as you can. That's why we've got, 12 acres of real wetlands proposing the project. I mean, we want to do that.
Soggy.
I mean, we firmly believe if we can sit down and talk and walk the Coastal Commission through that project and show them some of the ways that we intend to enhance the coastline or enhance their land use policies, you know, for public access, we're going to get there because that's what we've designed the project to do. With the politics aside, you know, if we have rational discussions about this project, we think we're going to get done. You know, and I think the Coastal Commission will be happy with the result.
KINS, News and Information Time, 4:43. We'll be back with more from Randy Gans.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 447. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Gans. Randy, so as you look at Walmart and as you look at the balloon track, are there any parallels? I mean, the discussion so far has said there really isn't a whole lot that are in common, even though that they're both relatively significant developments for the community, that they both involve a pretty significant retailer as part of it.
Yeah.
But it sounds like that's about as far as the two go in common.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Home Depot, for example, I mean, they don't get a lot of credit for what they do to our local economy. I mean, they are the biggest customer of Humboldt Redwood Company, which are Mendocino Redwood down in Scotia. Home Depot has very stringent policies. I mean, their redwood that they will buy from Mendocino Redwood has to be essentially, you know, on a sustainable yield program. And, you know, it's not the 100, it's like, you know, what is the best policy, you know, for our forest. They're very stringent upon that. And they've put a ton of money, you know, into this area through, you know, supporting Humboldt Redwood with all of their, you know, harvest practice. That's a lot of foresters. That's a lot of biologists. That's a lot of loggers. That's a lot of truck drivers. You know, I mean, they are actually pouring money in this community. They are a customer of Humboldt County products. Walmart, I don't think we're making a lot of stuff for them here. But, I mean, I'm not necessarily for or against Walmart. I think you
just two
you
different know, ones.
You can vote with your wallet. Yeah. If you decide you want to shop at Walmart, that's your choice. I mean,
What are we going to see? I asked Rob this question a month or so ago, so I'll ask you it too, considering how he's not here to defend himself. Where do you see the project at the end of the year? Is there dirt being dug? Is there anything in the ground that isn't there right now?
Well,
best case scenario, what do you see?
I'll see us having a more clear path with regards to the Coastal Commission as to where we're going, when we're going to get in front of them for our hearing, our, you know.
So progressing, but you haven't presented in front of them.
No. Now, we do have certain issues that we have to do in the cleanup that are happening, you know, but, you know, not for the rest of this year. I mean, you only work on dirt in Humboldt County, you know, so much of the year. So we still got a lot of permitting to do.
Have you looked outside today?
Yeah, it's a beautiful
day. It's too bad.
It's been an unbelievable winter.
Yeah, quote-unquote winter. Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thanks.
We've been Talking Shop with Randy Gans. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.